What's your gamer tag?
Same it's always been. Same as it was.
Same as a secret space ninja?
No. Burn your wings, 4 or IV, Roman numeral.
Right. Coheed.
Yeah, I recovered that old ancient artifact.
I have an old gamer tag out there that's just sitting in the ether.
It's still on my list.
Is it?
I can't remember what it is, though.
It might have been Zoltan.
Nope.
No?
Nope. It was... Because you're on there twice because you made a new one.
Right. My current one is just KC Charles.
Yeah. So I think maybe your older one was the full.
It might have been K. Curtis Charles.
Yeah.
I had to create a new one at some point for some reason.
Did you just forget the login?
Bill Gates. No.
Oh. Well, maybe it was because they weren't merged with PC originally or something.
Something. I don't know. I don't care.
They were always one.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But I know that I own games on it, on both of them. So
I can see that the last thing you played.
Oh, you can see in my history.
I can see your ancient history.
Ancient.
Last thing on that account that you played was GTA 5.
What? On 360?
That's what it says.
I bought 360?
10 points.
I didn't have GTA 5 on 360.
Maybe somebody else played it on your system.
Yeah, it must have been it.
Then you had Gauntlet.
Fuck yeah, Gauntlet.
Trials Evolution.
Yep.
Guitar Hero 5.
Yep.
And then GTA 4 PC. So you got 5 on PC as well, of course. But somebody else must have just put the disc in your system.
Oh, I had it for PS3 as well, because remember it came out.
Oh, that's right. There was a gap. That makes sense.
A year or more later.
Yep.
But yeah, I wish I had an exciting gamer tag from the past. But I've always just, it was Zoltan, which was... I don't remember exactly where it came from, but it was the name of a character in a book, and I don't know what.
Well, was Zoltan in Big, Tommy Hank Big, the machine?
Was that the name of it?
I think it was Zoltan. Or was it Zoltar?
That was Zoltar.
Okay.
Or something like that. That was a tar, some kind of tar.
It was definitely Zoe.
Oh. Zoltar?
Zoltar. I love that movie.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, this is good graphics.
What?
It is.
We talk about book?
I'm telling you.
Book? What book has the best graphics?
I had like a House sick, of Leaves or something? Like, I had like a sick, big thing. Was like, at least in my memory, was like a 2-foot-wide dinosaur book when I was a kid that was every image throughout it was full page with the words printed atop, and they were all like professional watercolor shit. My grandmother bought it. It was probably very expensive.
Grandma.
Best book graphics I've ever seen.
Did you ruin it?
I think I might still have it.
Fuck yeah. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Brett.
What?
Yeah, I thought you were going to hold it in. It's like picking up a real heavy weight. Or, no, like sometimes when Link gets hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
We make it talk about video games.
That's it. We talk about our old gamer tags. I used to be Dogboner 69 back in college.
Dogboner 69,
yep,
really?
Yep, and I fucking cleaned up a Counter-Strike. Cleaned up.
You're talking OG Counter-Strike, right?
1.4.
Dang.
That's not true, by the way. I was never Dogboner 69. I wish. I wish somebody would.
I bet. I mean, it's got to be taken.
Yeah.
Has to be.
I hope so. If it isn't, I mean, help yourself, whoever's out there.
Yeah, freebie.
If you need a cool gamer tag, it's about as cool as I get. So.
But that's the same thing I use on PlayStation, and that's what I use.
Dogboner 69?
No, my Xbox one.
Okay.
I've carried it since those days.
And that's from Coheed Cambria?
Coheed and Cambria.
Song? Title?
It was a mix, yeah. The song is a lyric, rather the words.
And then the IV is on the cover of the album.
Right, but originally I made 3, because that was the album that lyric was from.
Oh.
But that one I did forget when I got an Xbox. Oh, okay. And so then I made 4.
So you had a gamer tag before you had an Xbox?
I think it's because I had Halo on PC.
There was no linkage at that time.
No?
No.
Then I don't know what it was.
No crossplay.
Oh, wait, no, that was on Steam.
Oh, okay.
And then
oh,
I just kept yeah. it uniform from there
uh-huh.
on Xbox and so on. Because I did have a Steam account just because I wanted to try the original Half-Life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I very quickly never used it again until right. I got a new computer.
You got so spooked you shit your little
Well, dreams. No, I only had a shitty laptop at the time, so it could barely even run Half-Life 1 at that point.
Okay, yeah. That's
and fair. Then I built the new computer like several years later, and I forgot the old shit. I just started fresh.
Forget the old shit. What are you going to do?
You know?
What are you going to do about?
But yeah, many game.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I think we're a week late.
About a week late.
And I don't care.
It's okay. It allowed us, because we were waiting for the main, the heavy hitter of the month, Life is Strange, True Colors, to come out.
Right.
Which we both, I believe, finished it before, like, and could have recorded last week, but then the DLC
right.
Came out last week.
And I like, you said it took you 3 hours to beat?
I might have been underestimating. I did it in one sitting.
Because I've done two settings now, and it's combined probably 4 hours. And
of each?
No, no,
four hours of each sitting?
No, 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 total.
Oh.
Two-hour sittings, pretty much.
What season are you in?
Is I it think winter I'm at yet? The end. Yeah, it's the winter.
So then I might have been closer to four as well, because I like lingered quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just sit on the couch and listen to music and shit too.
Yeah, it's got a good soundtrack.
So yeah, if you, I mean, we've talked about Life is Strange plenty of times.
Not the new one, but
not this
the
new
series.
One.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is not the original developers.
No, it's Deck Nine. They did Before the Storm.
Yep. So the first Life is Strange game was Don't Nod.
Yep.
Made that. And
they
then
created the IP.
IP.
The IP.
They created
for Square.
IP.
Because Square owns it.
Square, yeah. Squeenix.
Right.
Squeenix. Lara Croft. Final Fantasy.
Hitman.
Hitman. And that's well, it.
Or wait, no.
That's it.
Not Hitman.
What?
They don't have Hitman.
The Bouncer.
Squeenix?
Oh, what?
That's IO Interactive. Does Kingdom. Square publish it? Or is it self-published?
I think the old Hitmans, maybe. Maybe not. No, Hitman's definitely Square. Squeenix.
Affiliated? Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Oh. There were rumors flying around that Microsoft is courting new purchases through current projects that are collaborations. Like, I guess that's a known thing. And so people are trying to figure out what developers they're currently working on games with, like, as a team. Mm. And one of them is Crystal Dynamics. One of them is IO. So it would be the Tomb Raiders. And, they would probably...
Is Don't Nod on there?
That one didn't come up since that game already came out.
Yeah, that game
But it
being,
wouldn't surprise...
Tell Me Why.
Tell Me Why, the one that came out before... Life is Strange, Two Colors, but it was still this year.
Yeah, and that's the original. That's the developer of the original Life is Strange
in conjunction with and, Xbox Game Studios
and Life is Strange Two. And
but what if I think what you're gonna say is the same thing I'm thinking? Deck Nine took over the reins in my mind for making the best game.
Yes,
I think True Colors is the best one yet. Like they surpassed.
I can't. So I think I agree with you.
I have fond memories of the first one.
The first one is the most meaningful to me.
Yeah.
In general, like out of everything out there, it's like the most, it's the piece of media that holds the most like sentimental value.
Yeah.
And is also just
one of the first games that held that kind of emotional weight.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And, So the second one came out, which definitely didn't.
I still enjoyed it, but my problem,
it was good.
I think I've said it before, was that it just felt too disjointed being a road trip kind of thing. And
right.
them skipping from place to place so quickly, there was never a quality like surprise villain or anything because it was kind of like everybody was against them.
Uh-huh.
So it was like how in the first game and in True Colors, there's a character... Like, I don't want to spoil anything, but like, just an unexpected villain.
Right. Yeah.
It's probably the most vague way to put it.
That's all you can say. Yeah.
But I mean, everything about the new one, it was an improvement gameplay wise for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean,
and the visuals too.
So the original one, I really like the setting a lot. And I do. I love the setting in True Colors too.
Yeah, I want to live in Haven Springs.
But I could say the same for Arcadia Bay too. Yeah, well, not now after the events of the first game.
Yeah, this game did a real good job making me feel like a piece of shit. Yeah. Or I should say the DLC.
The DLC. Yeah, there wasn't
it doesn't
much
come up in True Colors. No,
I don't think
for
anything. There was a mention of Arcadia Bay.
Maybe like on the news
and the storm. Like I think it was a book or newspaper. Maybe.
There was definitely something. But something, I figured that since Stephanie was going to be the main in the DLC or Steph, that they would touch on it. But I didn't know how much they would touch on it. Touch. And how, like, yeah, it made me feel guilty.
Oh, it's heavy. But so just a little refresher. And when did Life is Strange, the first one, come out? It's like almost 6 years now.
Might even be more. I want to say it was like 2012.
No.
No, you're right. Maybe 2015
or 16.
We have the power to find out.
Power?
Power.
I'm excited to talk about Life is Strange in a little bit more detail because it's one of the only game franchises that I don't know a lot of people have played it. Like, it's pretty much just you and like one or two other people that I know.
But it's just, well, it has a huge player base. But
oh, yeah. But
yeah, just within our friend
people
group
that I know and stuff. So it'll be fun to kind of tell the history of the franchise.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Because due to the nature of Life is Strange 2 release pattern, the episodes were so spread out. Every time one came out, we discussed it and we're like, we'll wait until they're all out and then we'll talk about it. But it took over a fucking year.
Yeah, and it didn't hold. It just wasn't as.
There was just, yeah,
because there wasn't as much going on in the story.
There was no surprise.
Right. Yeah. But the first.
You were right, 2015.
2015? Okay.
So yeah, it was 6 years ago.
Yeah. So it's, we can talk spoilers from the first game. It's safe.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't want to spoil a new release, but I think.
But also another thing that's cool about these games is that the way that you get to the endings is going to be different for most people in one way or another.
Right. I mean, there's usually a hard one or the other ending.
Right. But there are different paths.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And it's kind of, it's for anybody who doesn't know, it's like a third person adventure game kind of thing with, you know,
story focused
interactions,
exploration,
interact with the environment, other people.
If you'd like just looking around environments and interacting with everything,
which
that you can.
Everything in the environment tells you a story. So,
yeah,
you put it together in your head.
That shit's like popcorn to me. I'm just like, I gotta read everything.
Yeah. I love putting it all together in my head.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I won't leave a room or something until I've looked at everything that I can look at.
Yeah, me too. It's so immersive.
But I still miss things.
Yeah, yeah. In the first game, I played several times, so like, there was a lot in that I missed the first two times that I played through.
Yeah, I only ever played all the way through it once. I probably will again with the remaster coming out.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, then the big thing in that game, I still don't need to give away anything, any of the major details, but basically the way that it ends, you have to decide to save either, depending on how you play it, your best friend or your love interest, save her life or sacrifice her to save everybody in the town that you live in, Arcadia Bay, Oregon.
Right.
And, because there's a storm coming and the whole game is surrounding the Max who gets a time manipulation sort of power out of nowhere.
Something we hadn't mentioned. And is just the fact that every core Life is Strange game has a supernatural power
and it's light. Like it's not over the top supernatural.
It's like believable enough to feel
what'd
they call that? It's not like, magical realism, because that's more fantasy based kind of stuff.
Yeah, but it's similar.
But it's close.
It's similar.
It's more grounded in like light superhero powers, like but not expected ones. Not like super strength or flying or something.
Right. Time.
It's typically mind based.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Basically, and then the argument in the fandom became Bay versus Bay, Bay versus Bae, and anybody with any brain went with Bay.
Right. B-A-E.
You know the one.
Because, yeah, no, for the longest time, I would have said if you save the town, you're wrong.
Yeah.
But the DLC.
I know.
It kind of makes me question it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you never had to know for sure what the aftermath was and the consequence of your actions, because they hadn't really referred to it ever since the end of the first game.
Well, there are also comic books, like a bunch of them.
Right, yeah. I haven't read all those.
And they delve into it, too. And there's kind of multiple realities or multiple dimensions.
And I believe Deck Nine assists in the comics, too.
Oh, really?
I believe so. Oh. Or maybe some of the writers from Dark Horse assist with the games now or something. Because the logo was in the credits. I don't know if you watched all the way through.
Yeah.
But the Dark Horse
comics. And they had a bunch of their comics on the comic rack in the record store.
Oh, I didn't know those were real.
Not all of them, but some of them.
Was the one that they referenced real?
I didn't recognize it, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I didn't recognize it. But anyway, yeah, so after the first game came out, it was on to a prequel to that, that game.
Right, which was almost...
called Before the Storm.
Something that wasn't even on the table until the game grew such a cult-like popularity.
Right, right.
And that's why Don't Nod didn't do it, and Deck Nine kind of like almost asked to do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deck Nine, by the way, their previous work was just so that before they were called Deck Nine, they were called something else that was dumb. And they made the game Pain on the PlayStation 3.
That's right. I forgot.
The PlayStation Network.
That was a launch game on PS3.
Yeah. And it was fun. It was a fun game, but it was just dumb.
Just a mini game.
It was just like an arcade mini game where you just flung a guy into a.
It was almost like a physics demo, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You just had a big slingshot and you shot a guy and then try and hurt him as much as possible.
And try to, like, complete objectives, knock you down.
Yeah, knock certain things over.
This is weird that they
played it a lot.
They ended up being the ones to take over. And then they made an arguably better game overall, even though it wasn't as impactful because it wasn't the first.
Oh, meaning Before the Storm.
Before the Storm. That's what I'm debating. I don't know if I like that or True Colors more.
For me, I do like True Colors more just because it's their own complete story from scratch.
Because
before they were working within the framework of what they knew happens in the full game. So let's let them kind of explore a bit more. Granted, I think they did a great job on the prequel, on Before the Storm.
Oh, yeah. It was incredible. And I think, I don't know, it's a different vibe altogether because you're going, like, Alex and the one is 23. One.
Yeah.
Not and Before the Storm, you're 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I guess I just relate to 16-year-old lesbians a lot, like more than I would do anybody else. So that could be it.
That's fair.
I like the school setting, too, because it's like, I don't know.
Nostalgic, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And a little bit spooky, too, because it's like a private school, which is always spooky to me, private schools.
I think for me, I get the same kind of vibe, but it's for one of two reasons. It's either they're really, really rich people that are usually fake or terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or it's a religious school.
Oh, yeah, which is
like a Catholic also school,
terrifying.
Which is, they're equally scary.
Yeah.
But Arcadia, I think, was just wasn't religious or, that's right. That's right.
Blackwell.
That's right. Sorry, Arcadia is where it is.
Yeah, so after Before the Storm, which ends where Life is Strange begins.
Right.
With another big gut punch that reminds you of what happens in the original Life is Strange.
Right, and it's like, interesting because you already know.
You know the whole time, but you can kind of...
It just makes you care for the character more.
Yeah, and it distracts you from that fact. So you can easily just like play through the game and not think about that. And then at the end, it's just like, hey... But remember what happens in the next game.
Now, would you argue that if somebody hasn't played it, it's better to play Before the Storm first or to go back?
No, go back.
You think?
You got to play Life is Strange first.
I guess.
It's
there's a lot of foreshadowing that you wouldn't pick up on. Or it's better, I guess, going back. So it makes sense. That is the way it was intended.
Because you play as a different character, too. If you were playing one character, that would maybe make more sense because it's one perspective continuously.
Right.
But... starting as Max in the first Life is Strange, having no real interaction with Chloe for a couple of years or something.
Oh, I think it was several.
Oh, yeah, because it was 2012 versus 2016.
Yeah, I think it was like most of high school.
So it was like 3 or 4 years, something like that. But whatever. Anyway, so then it's kind of like out of left field when Chloe suddenly appears. You know what I mean? And then that kind of changes the course of the story.
True.
So that's why you play the first one first. Because then you know the characters in a different way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. On a smaller scale, that's how the Wavelengths DLC is as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So moving down the line, that's Life is Strange 2 came out, and that went back
what to... What was it again?
No. That went back to Don't Nod, and it was mostly unrelated, but there was a reference to the first game.
Yeah, you at least knew it was a shared universe.
Right. And we already talked about how we thought of that.
The story wasn't bad.
It was good. You played as, what the fuck was his name?
Two brothers. And that's the thing.
You play as one brother. But his brother's the one with the power.
Right. The younger brother. You play as the older brother. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised I'm forgetting. One's Ethan, right?
Yeah, I forget.
It's like that just didn't make as much of an impact, Ethan. I guess. I think one's Ethan.
Yeah.
Maybe the brother. I could be way off base. I don't even remember.
Fuck. We could look that up easy too, but who cares?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
But yeah, the story involved police violence. Their father gets shot by a cop because the little one uses his powers. He can use telekinesis. I'm sticking with it.
Yeah.
And then they have to hit the road because
he fucking kills
the kid, kills a couple of cops.
Yeah. Or just one.
Only one arrived, and he like I think he threw a fucking car or something.
Yeah,
or something. Yeah, some they, large. They showed a
dash cam video of it. That was like the teaser for it before it came out.
Yeah. Or actually, I don't know if they saw him throw the car, but they just knew that the officer was dead and his father was shot,
right,
or something. And so yeah, the kids go on the run for the border. Because they have family in Mexico. They're going from
the Pacific Northwest down the coast all the way to Mexico, which is insane. But, and they, yeah.
And they're like.
They're crossing paths with all kinds of people, teens. A bunch of gutter punks. They live with them on a grow up for a while, and then that goes.
Yeah, and before that, they were at their grandparents' house.
Right.
Briefly. And then.
Oh, and you can't forget about Captain Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
That was a free.
Prequel
episode to Life is Strange 2, where you play as
the neighbor
kid
at the grandparents
from the grandparents area, which he comes up in the Life is Strange 2 storyline.
And you were trying to gauge if he had powers or not, and like he wasn't aware of them, and he was just learning about them because he didn't know anything about what the second game was.
Right
at that point,
yeah.
And then they did the whole kind of switch where it was actually the kid that you play or that's in Life is Strange 2 using his powers to make that kid think he had powers the whole time.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It was kind of a neat little tie-in.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was cool. But anyway, yeah, then after Life is Strange 2 came out. So up until this point, it was all episodic. So they would release in like 5 episodes. Or 3 for
and usually they before the storm. With the first one, I think they kept the release to like within 6 months. I think it was like one episode
something
a month.
Like that.
But and with Life is Strange 2, it was only 5 episodes and it took over a year to come out.
Right. And that was a little bit much. There were delays and shit for some reason. But
I feel like they might have even been like changing things on the fly based on fan reactions or trying to.
Maybe, yeah. But then after that, they announced True Colors, and that's what just came out. But
in between, Don't Nod did some other games as well.
So yeah, Don't Nod went on after Life is Strange 2 to make Tell Me Why, which we talked about on the last episode.
Right.
And
there is an interesting aspect, though, in that both games have a similar, like, estranged sibling coming back into the picture.
Yeah, True Colors and
And both are, like, mountain town kind of settings.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
One's in Alaska, one's in Washington.
No, Colorado.
Colorado, yeah.
So it's almost like I wonder if one was scratched for the Life is Strange main, and that's why it ended up being a thing with Xbox Game Studios.
Could be. Yeah.
That could, I could just be reading into it, but it's interesting that they both pick something that's, I mean, the stories were very different, but the initial premise was very similar.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And Don't Nod's done other games that I don't consider as good, like Vampire.
Yeah.
That game, I wanted to like it, but it was very boring to me.
It was.
It put me to sleep.
It wasn't bad, and it was actually good for a little bit.
Yeah, but it was very... That was their attempt at a more action-heavy game again, or at least something with combat of some sort, right, and stealth mechanics and stuff.
But they had done Remember Me before that.
Right, but that, I think, had better combat.
Before Life is Strange, I mean. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, back to True Colors. So
yeah.
True Colors was the next Life is Strange game to come out, and that was Deck Nine again. So they right. alternated.
Almost like Treyarch and Infinity Ward used to be.
Right. Yep. This game's a lot like Call of Duty.
Right, secretly.
Yeah. So that pretty much covers it. And then there's the extended universe situation in comic book form.
And, right. Which I should read.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. So you should play them games if you haven't. You can play the first Life is Strange on your fucking phone now.
That's right. I forgot. Is it only on iPhone or is it on everything?
No, it's on everything now. You can play it on iPad. Coming out for Switch.
Given the nature of the gameplay, like, it's doable on a touchscreen.
Yeah, it's not that bad, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I'm assuming it's like point and click. You don't have a D-pad or anything, like an on-screen D-pad.
Yeah, I think they were both options.
Oh, you have a joystick. Okay. I suppose, if you had one of those peripherals, too.
That's you. Yeah. Sidewinder from Microsoft. Don't throw that bad boy in there. Sidewinder.
Is that what it's called?
You remember that? The flight stick? And then they had an old gamepad Sidewinder. I can't remember what it was called, but it was Sidewinder something.
Cyclone.
Something like that. And
Torpedo.
Yeah. Sidewinder Burst. And it would plug into your SCSI port there, your serial port on the back of your audio card for some reason.
Weird.
That's how they worked.
SCSI.
It worked like an audio input, I think, and then the audio input was interpreted by the computer as inputs from your controller. Something weird. I don't know. But that's how it was for a long time. Sidewinder. Plug that into your phone with the right adapter and you can play any game.
But without going too deep into the story of True Colors, basically the premise is Alex was in the system, like foster care, after
that's the character.
Her and her brother got split up at a younger age for, like, what was it, like 7-8 years they were apart?
Yeah, 7, I think.
Yeah. And then he finally reaches out and, like, tracks her down. And so she's moving out of the place, I guess it was a group home or something,
mm-hmm,
to come to Colorado.
Yeah.
To be with him. And I guess it's not really a spoiler, since in the trailer that he dies the same day she gets there.
Yeah. It's in the trailer, but that's the end of the first episode.
But if you've seen the trailer, they don't hide that fact.
Like, right, that's the story.
The hook of the game.
Yeah,
is that she just gets there and then that happens.
There's a conspiracy of concealment.
Right, and so you have to figure out, like, who knows what or who caused what to happen.
It's very, very Twin Peaks in that.
Yes,
in that sense.
For sure. That was something the second game was missing too. It didn't have that mystery hook.
Right. Yeah.
But you end up befriending Gabe, your brother's friends, and they kind of help you along through that discovery process.
That's all we can say.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
But otherwise, the setting rules and the graphics are the best
in the series.
The graphics
are fucking awesome. The facial animations are unreal.
And I guess with the remaster, it's supposed to be similar or on par with that for the original games.
Oh my God, yeah, I can't fucking wait.
So I'm
ready.
Definitely replay it then. And I guess if you bought the edition where you just get all of it.
Right? I got the gimme edition.
Gimme it
edition. Take my money. Fuck you. Take my money. That edition.
And the only thing I wanted to say about Wavelengths, I know you haven't finished that yet.
Yeah, I'm close.
But you're close. You pretty much know the main punch of the game.
Where that's going, yeah.
Yeah. And I've really enjoyed it. The gameplay is way different, even though it's not. Like, you just don't explore anything but the record store and the radio station.
Which is where Steph works.
Right. So it kind of makes sense, but I did think that since it goes through multiple seasons, you'd at least get to walk down Main Street and go to another store to talk to somebody or something of that nature.
It does unlock the back room, though.
It does. and the radio booth. You couldn't go in there before.
Right.
But while they're in there, it's first person, unless you're sitting on the couch, which is
just
unique.
Because it's small. You're just in one spot, so you need to be able to look around and select things. Because you have to do, like, it's not like a mini game or anything. It's just, like, light DJing.
Right.
While you're there.
That's one of the main gameplay hooks is answering radio calls and reading ad copy and stuff like that. Just doing your job.
Right.
Basically.
But it's still not as mundane as that sounds.
No, it's fun because she takes on the whole. Well, I guess I don't know. I guess you could choose not to unless the game takes in that direction anyway. But if you give psychic advice.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because I know it gave you the option not to, but I wonder if she would have stumbled into it anyway or something.
Yeah, she's a GM for it's not Dungeons & Dragons.
It's something else, yeah.
What was Knights and something?
I can't remember.
Whatever. It's Kmart Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
So she has like a D20 in the booth with her, and she uses that to predict people's future.
Right, so if it's high or low, she just gives them a good or bad outcome, basically.
And then you can choose how you deliver that to them.
But she tries to give advice in there, too, so it's not like she's just being...
Yeah, and I mean, you can choose not to. Like, you can be...
That's true. That's the path I took. I tried to be honest and, like...
Yeah.
No, actually, there were some I fucked with, especially the one...
Just that one
creep I wonder... I was wondering if there were different potential callers... I think I answered every call that you could, because I usually would say, like, answer at least two calls or something.
Yeah.
But you could get more than that.
Yeah. I wonder if you just, like, sat there for a while if more came in. I don't know.
Eventually, it stopped just because I think the calls are triggered by doing tasks in the store.
Yeah, right.
So once you've finished all your main things and it's just, like, maybe one thing left, it's never going to ring again.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But it was... neat to see the way that the store changed with the seasons and stuff. So they did a good job with that, but I did expect there to be maybe a little bit more to the environments. Like maybe after work you go to the lantern and hang out or something, but it's all done through texting for interaction and with characters.
The like built-in simulated
dating game.
Tinder app kind of thing.
Was new to this. They never had that before.
No, you just like swipe on these profiles and some of them would match and some of them...
Some of the conversations would be funny.
Yeah.
And that's where there was more variation because I'm sure there were some that I talked to that you didn't
advise
versa.
Yeah, because it just depends on who you swiped on.
Exactly. And if you decide to talk to them because sometimes they won't take the first initiative.
Yeah. I always started a conversation.
There were a couple I held back. That's when I got drunk texted by one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
She was like trash bag.
Oh, and we should also say that Steph, this character you play as, is in Before the Storm.
Oh yeah, yeah. So she went to the same school,
which is years later, so 8 years later or something like that.
Yeah, it ties it together because it's she would be in her like early to mid 20s, I think.
Yeah, and she was living in Arcadia Bay and was like a secondary character in Before the Storm.
Right. She wasn't actually in the first game.
Right.
She was a creation of Deck Nine in the prequel.
Right.
Which I think is cool that they brought her along to connect them.
And that connected the
and
stories.
And did it in a really good way.
A way that you don't expect, but is satisfying.
Poor Mikey.
Yeah, seriously. You also get to pick the music in the store and shit too.
Right. Except if you don't, it plays like mostly garbage, like jokey country kind
of
stuff.
Some of it's good though. One of them, he actually says, "I'm going down San Antone."
He did?
Yeah. And so I respect that.
And it did change even that music. Like in the first chapter, when she first got there, it was almost all honky tonk kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then even the ambient music changed as the store became more hers to being a little bit more just like indie folk or something instead. Right.
Yep.
And then, the selectable music is all licensed.
Yeah.
Which is cool, because I've never had that much licensed music in even the main game. I don't think it had that many songs.
No, there was a lot in the jukebox, though.
But I thought, were those licensed? I thought that was all original, parody stuff.
But I don't know.
I didn't recognize any of them. I thought they were.
I only recognized like three in the new one.
Oh.
Like Portugal the Man and
Alt-J was in
Alt-J
there.
Alt-J and then
Soccer Mom Mommy. Jeans.
So Soccer Mommy. That's one. I got those moms confused.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that I recognized, I think. I think that was
it. Oh, no. Cigarose.
Foles and Cigarose.
There was quite a few.
So there were more than I remember. But there's definitely a lot of shit I didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Same. And then any licensed tracks that came on, I felt like it was only maybe one per chapter in the main game.
Mm-hmm.
And some you wouldn't even necessarily find, like Phoebe Bridgers was in the first chapter, but only if you used the listening station.
Right. Right.
Otherwise, it wouldn't have played.
Yeah.
But in addition to that kind of task in it, then you have the mini D&D games, which are fun.
Yeah.
Not super in depth, but just
and
a fun
foosball.
Little thing. And yeah, Foosball Returns, that was in the original, or in True Colors as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. Like, I would play that just as a mini game.
Yeah.
Like, if they released it with multiplayer or something, like just a separate just like a spinoff kind of thing, dynamic. $5.
Fun.
I'd buy it. You play with the triggers. Each one is one row of little soccer boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can trash talk each other.
Yeah, you can talk shit. There's a belt.
Which is actually distracting. It had fucked me up before because I was trying to respond and then I let him score.
Yeah, it definitely happened for me too.
Every opportunity, both games, I won the first two games and lost the third out of the playable games.
I won all of them.
Fuck you.
I did. So.
So. And then I know we picked different endings. We won't go into them, but... I wonder...
To True Colors?
Yeah. Actually, that... I don't know if you can tell, but considering the wavelengths has to end up somewhere, the ending obviously isn't as impactful.
Right.
Because you know where it ends, just like in the first game. And in this one, it was more of a mundane surrounding her trauma, basically. Like more of a mundane environment and everything than a full game would be. So it's more just all the story outcome is all kind of her own personal coming to terms with everything.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So it's there's not really any way to go to change the story in a big way.
Right. Yeah.
But it was still cool. And I'm wondering if Don't Nod is done with the franchise now because they've been trying to do more self-publishing, which is the other reason I think it would be strange if Microsoft purchased them because since... Square owns the property. If Don't Nod wants to work on it, they have to work under Square, which is, I think, why Deck Nine did this, because Square gave it to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'd be cool with Deck Nine just taking it.
No, they can just take it.
Run with it.
It seems like they...
They get it.
They get it, yeah. And it's because a lot of them were just fans of the first game.
Yeah, yeah.
It almost makes me think that's why they changed their studio.
Yeah.
Like, somebody must have liked the first game so much, they were like, all right, we're doing story games now. And we're going to do a prequel to this if they let us.
Yeah. So, recommend.
Yes. Definitely the game of the month. It will be one of my top of the year, no doubt.
Yeah, definitely.
Haven't decided. There's still time. I don't know. I don't think it would be my top, but.
Far Cry 6 is coming out. I can't
wait
for that.
There's a lot of shit coming out.
A lot of shit.
Metroid Dread this Friday.
Dread, yeah.
Another one that ranks
Metroid
high.
Metroid Dread is you just play as
inappropriately Rastafarian Samus?
Yes. Yes.
Like
exactly.
Nintendo get the memo.
It's the same otherwise. Same game otherwise. It's just Samus has dreads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally aesthetic.
Right.
No, it's
the physics on those dreads. Real good.
Oh, yeah. It's the first thing I've seen the best Tress FX.
Yeah.
I didn't think Nintendo had it in them to do that kind of physics engine.
Oh, they nailed it.
What else was coming out before the end of the year that's like a big fucking deal? There's a bunch.
There's a lot.
But another one that you haven't played yet that ranks highly for me that will definitely be top five. It was Psychonauts 2. I mentioned last month that had just come out the day before and I was playing it on Game Pass and I beat it. And as far as platformers go, best platformer I've played that wasn't made by Nintendo in ages.
Mm-hmm.
The level design and just the attention to detail and voice acting was all awesome. The gameplay changed enough between levels to keep it fresh, but it still all kind of felt cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
Minor gripes here and there because they've been working on it forever. So some of the gameplay elements felt old school, but I liked that.
Yeah, and they got Jack Black in there.
They did, and he was awesome in it. Like, he was really fucking good.
Yeah.
That was my favorite level. The whole thing was insanely psychedelic and bizarre as shit. But they get weird. Like, they didn't care because since it was Kickstarter and they initially were going to self-release anyway, and then Microsoft came on board after.
Yeah.
They got real fucking weird with it. Like, some of the levels, there's like oceans of teeth and like zippers that are teeth that you have to, it gets like,
ew.
There's some body horror elements to it in a weird way. It's very jarring because it's in such a like bright and colorful world. And I hadn't really played the first one, and you had, right?
Oh, yeah.
So this was really my kind of first take on the series, and I understand why it had a following. It's awesome. Highly recommended, especially if you have Game Pass, you can just play it. But it is, even though published by Xbox Game Studios, it's still on PlayStation because it was kickstarted and announced before the studio purchase, because Microsoft owns Double Fine now.
Oh, yeah, right.
But it is still on PS4.
Yeah.
Just because a whole bunch of people independently funded it well before, and it would have been bullshit if they took it away.
Yeah, absolutely. I played Deathloop some, but not enough, so next time I do, okay?
Okay. For no real reason other than I saw it was on there. I told you before, I playing through the original Gears of War, the remake that came out on Xbox One that I didn't even really know about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, the necks are thick.
Big necks.
The necks are huge.
Big neck energy.
Huge.
They ought to be.
The legs are thick, too. They're just like, all of them are big, thick.
They're beefy meat boys. Beefy meat boys.
Big. And the dialogue is super edgy and like bad, just like cheesy as fuck. It's, I mean.
But does.
It makes sense that Cliffy B made it.
Right. Yeah.
But I'll say the gameplay still holds up for me. It's a fun third-person shooter.
That gun goes. Yeah, it does that too. But even when.
I love the chainsaw gun.
The chainsaw gun's cool. But like when you shoot it, it's got such a high rate of fire. It's just. Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah. There are other weapons too, but if you're not using chainsaw gun, you're playing the game wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Although the torque bow is cool. You got a torque bow?
Gears Tactics has all that shit. And that is the shit. Fucking rules.
The other one I beat was, real quick, was Escape Artist. If you like story-based games and side-scrollers, it was good. It's just a short little adventure thing, but I enjoyed it. It's one of those Annapurna games. Art.
It's an experience. You but get me? You
otherwise, yeah, I've just been jumping around.
Dump, dump,
doing
dump.
Flips.
Cool. Well, I played some other shit too, but I don't care because right now.
Oh, it's time for.
It's time for our segment.
Which we still haven't named, have we, officially?
No. We'll come up with one by the end of the episode.
Something in the vein of dragging the lake, of dragging the digital lake, maybe. I don't know.
Something about the bottom of the barrel.
Weirdo shit. We're looking at Steam.
We're looking at weird ass Steam new releases. And here's the thing. I went into this, I collected a bunch ahead of time this time. And I went into it saying to myself, I don't want it to all be
like weird porn games.
Weird hentai games. but it's mostly that.
It's hard not to. It's so prevalent.
There's so much of it. It's unbelievable. If you go into the new release section and like turn off the any sort of filters and stuff and just see what's coming, what's just released.
Most of it's come.
Most of it's cum shot related. Most of that's in VR. But anyway, there's a lot that just have really funny names too.
Yes.
So there's just a lot to talk about. And be warned, we're going to talk about a lot. There's a lot of like adult themes here. So be ready. If you got a kid in the room, put it in the closet.
Succubus.
So first one here, this game is actually getting positive reviews and it's selling a lot. And it kind of looks cool. It's called Succubus, and
do you just be a succubus?
Yeah, look, here's video. So it's like hyper violent arena gore ripping melee combat, but you're playing as a succubus. And I also noticed, which we'll see in a second, there's a an adults only DLC, free DLC, that's actually like rated adults only, but it has like a character creator and everything.
So it actually has a budget. Even if it's a modest budget.
Yeah, from Mad Mind
like
Studio.
Whoever made it cared a bit more than some of those other like ones that are literally just like, push the button to put the dick in.
Right, yeah. So this is, this is an action game. Like, this is just a straight up first person action game.
Yeah.
Become a demonic priestess of lust and use her unique skills to take revenge on your enemies. Regain your kingdom, making hell tremble under your hooves. Leave no one alive if they won't bend the knee.
Hoof?
Yeah, I guess you have a hoof. If you're a succubus, demon hoof?
I guess so.
Demon hoof. Okay, here's the DLC. Succubus Unrated.
Unrated. You 69 and a pig?
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, no.
This content requires a base game to play. I know. Okay. Developers describe the content like this. Vulgar language, sex, violence, sexual violence, homosexual sex,
abortions,
sexual punishment, nudity. Yeah, so this is dark.
Yeah. Hellish orgy scene.
Yeah, so here's what they've added in the uncensored version. Healing mini games, such as abortions and various genital mutilation.
Oh my god.
Interactive sex mini games, additional sex scenes in the form of cutscenes, additional sex scenes depicting demons and humans visible in games levels, no censorship on the characters' breasts and genitals, additional, like you said, hellish orgy scene.
I don't think I like that.
I don't like this either, but that's how the devil gets you.
Sneaks in a DLC.
It sneaks in a DLC.
Or a Michael transaction.
Yeah. And you could be thinking,
everyone knows Satan created Michael transactions, right? If he's real.
Yeah.
Definitely. Truth is, it's God, though, that made those. He's just holding the collection plate out digitally for you.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your change, boy.
Now, here we are.
Spooky Milk Life.
You want to handle this one?
Okay.
What's it called?
Spooky Milk Life.
Yeah, it
is. Spooky Milk Life.
Spooky Milk Life.
Come on to the Spooky Milk Life. Explore and solve the mystery of Midnight Falls.
Whoa, look at her.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
God. It's a puzzle
goodness.
Fighting game? Puzzle game?
It's a turn-based strategy game. Oh. a dungeon crawler, maybe?
Full of sexy characters and erotic situations. Procedural dungeon and turn-based battle are waiting.
Yeah.
Okay.
NSFW.
Spooky Milk Life. So it's just an RPG with big old juggies?
Big milk energy.
Big milk energy. Spoiled milk energy.
High quality adventure game, it says. It's got sexual jokes.
Oh, wow.
Love those.
Knee slappers.
Oh, yeah.
As they say.
Yeah.
Real knee slappers.
Yeah. So, Spooky Milk Life, we don't really know what it's about.
But there's there milk. It is. Spooky Milk Life.
They don't tell you. You just buy it, and then you figure it out. That's part of the fun. This one's called Cars Fucking Dragons. Fight and fornicate in this comedic JRPG. So, this is an intentional gag, but
it's a goof and a spoof.
I definitely appreciate it in this title. It's called Cars Fucking Dragons. One word.
I like the art style.
Yeah, it's very...
It's all like... Looks like something a middle school student would have drawn in his notebook.
Yeah, yep.
Sneeze Man. Sneeze Man. To Planet Sneeze.
You ever been to Planet Sneeze?
I've been there a couple, two, three times in terms of...
Sneeze alert. Sneeze alert. That's what it said.
Where it say?
It was on the screenshot, but...
Oh.
There you go.
Sneeze Man, like Booger Man.
You want to read it?
Introducing a new type of hero for the pandemic age.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We're in the pandemic
age. Didn't know they were going there. Platforming fun with hand-drawn graphics from irreverent comedic powerhouse Modern Toss.
Okay. Love Modern Toss.
I've heard of that.
I love their work.
Avoid the chaotic sneeze cloud, outmaneuver goose-stepping bad guys, and navigate giant virus spores. Can you escape from Planet Sneeze?
Sneeze. So yeah, generic side scrolling, dumb sneeze man.
Somebody was just like, "How do we make a game? How can we capitalize off of this?"
Sneeze man. He's gonna get sick because he's just a nose.
You don't want him to get sick though. Just one big nose boy.
He's all nose. This guy. This one is definitely interesting looking.
Is it meant to be taken?
I don't think so. It's called Priest Simulator. It says, imagine that you have divine powers. What do? Help people or take the piss out of them? That's a priest's life.
It's British.
It's British as fuck. And it's a first-person action game.
So you can try to perform miracles or you can, fuck with people.
And, beat them up, shoot them.
That's kind of funny.
It looks like he's got one of the hands that... Is that what's tied to his right hand there? Is that a crucifix?
I thought it was a cigar.
Here we go. Here's some gameplay.
Shatanists?
Look at this.
You poke him in the eye?
Oh, you can drive. You can use all kinds of priest powers as weapons.
She's been...
Perform exorcism. You know, the things that priests do. A lot of shooting and drinking.
For a second, I thought it was a crazy Christian game.
No. What do we got?
Just Pussy 4.
Pussy 4, the fourth one.
If you missed the first three, it's never too late to jump in.
But I'd start at Pussy the first 4. One. I'd start at the first one.
Really? Honestly, you want to get the story?
You need the backstory.
Do the save files?
Because otherwise you just load up Pussy 4 and you get these...
You don't know the characters.
You don't know the context more than anything. Why is this girl fully nude and swinging on a vine?
So they do cover that in the first game?
They do, yeah. Really? You'll figure out why. Wow. How she got there. And
wow.
That's Pussy 4.
And do your choices transfer and all that? Through games?
Yeah. Wow. No cross save, though. So you got to get on the same platform.
That's how they get you.
That's on Steam.
So it appears to be just a puzzle, sliding tile puzzle game.
Yeah, and what's the description?
What could be more beautiful than hentai?
Yeah, good question.
That's the only description.
Pussy 4. And pussy, by the way, all caps.
Wait, did you see the other ones in that pack, the bundle pack?
Oh my God, Succubus Love Cream Pie?
Oh, it's got the first pussy.
Oh my God.
Wet beach pussies. Pussy 2, hentai pussy. Pussy 3, hentai pussy 2.
Yeah.
Fantasy maid, girls on the beach, hentai arena, holy pussy.
Holy pussy.
Play with Nico.
Oh, that one's just a nice little...
Cyber pussy 2020. Yeah. Hentai dance, hentai... Just if you really want it, just the soundtrack to hentai dance.
Yeah, hentai dance had a slamming soundtrack.
Fucking
Hans
slaps.
Zimmer. They got Hans Zimmer.
And then out of nowhere, rescue elves.
Yeah. Well, they've got their fucking jugs out, bro.
Of course. Stay home and play with waifu.
Uh-huh.
Hentai MILF quiz. Wow, they just... Succubus is love cream pie.
Yeah, I love that one.
Stripping fruits.
No, that's striping fruits.
Oh, it sure is. I read it the way my brain fixed the error.
But we can't forget Pussy 4.
Pussy 4 is their latest joint.
Yeah, support them for 74 cents.
Or not. Your choice.
You should, though.
Fucktopia 3.
This one, there's nothing to it, because I don't think this is, the title really is related. It's just this, pixel art top-down, looks like a twin-stick shooter game. It's kind of yucky looking, but, not in a...
It's a little sticky.
But not in the way that the title makes you think, which is Fucktopia 3. And that's Fucktopia, one word.
Three.
And this is the third in the series. That started number one. Started number one, and maybe you'll find out why it's called Fucktopia.
Not a single user review.
No. Just came out October 1st.
Oh, nobody's
decided. Oh, it's early access.
Oh, so they haven't added the fucking yet. That's all.
Okay, so it's not quite Fucktopia yet. Why aren't they
That's why the C's missing.
They should just call it
Fat pig man.
Hand job topia. Okay. Amazing pixel art.
I do not agree. Oh, of course, you can't open Steam without getting tentacled.
Yeah. Tentacles of submission.
Horny Kraken with lusty tentacles versus anime
girls.
Gorls.
Gorls. Yeah, horny Kraken. They got a lot of dicks.
And you just got to slap.
And you got to fight them. It's a bunch of
Oh, wait, so you're not the squid?
No, you're the girl.
Oh.
And the girl has got a katana, and she's fighting some kind of...
crabs that are just made with...
spherical crabs.
Circles.
Meanwhile, in the ocean next to her...
you have horny
big
Kraken.
Big, horny Kraken tentacles. Those are the horniest tentacles I've seen.
They're bouncing quite a bit. Just saying.
They're hard as rocks.
Just a menu option. Undress.
Yeah, of course.
Cost 500 points.
That's from Powerhouse Studio, Paul Art.
Paul Art.
I love Paul Art. Paul Art Malcott. This does have depictions of female genitals.
I couldn't have guessed. Cute and lovely.
How about this?
Jelly Party 5?
No.
Fire.
Jelly Party Fire Edition.
Shit.
And
it's a few extra JPEGs.
And they're, what are they blanking out here? Like, they're blurring out parts of these images, but like,
but they're not parts
the butt,
that are.
The butt is.
Yeah. Like the.
Exposed.
The precipice of the cheek.
Right. The precipice of the cheek. But from Annapurna Games.
Yeah. It's, they're getting in on this kind of game, but they're keeping their arty approach.
Now, of course, this is from Jelly Studio.
Right. So they only make jelly games.
It's a shooting game. Refreshing and fun shooting game. You only need to aim and shoot the tiles flying in all directions. Enjoy shooting.
That's not what I got from these pictures.
Hey, enjoy shooting in relaxing music, okay?
Okay.
Those pictures, that's just the background. You buy this for the game of shooting these square tiles for no reason. In relaxing music, no.
Oh, so when you shoot them, they get added to the background image. I see.
Yeah.
But... Yeah.
They even show us. Yeah, they do. Yeah. It's a refreshing and fun shooting game. You only need to aim and shoot. So.
There you go. Casual indie sports.
Yeah.
Comes up under sports genre if you click that tag on Steam.
Yeah. Steam's very well organized.
Used to be. My waifu guild.
Yeah, this one's a little different.
It appears to be an actual RPG.
Yeah, you want to read that one?
Collect the entire guild of beautiful girls and guide them through all the dangers.
Mm-hmm.
Hordes of opponents await you, giant bosses and naked bodies of the main characters.
Yes.
Of these pixelated Super Nintendo level sprites.
Yeah, these are not, like, it's not a realistic looking game, so that's a little weird. This game is...
And they look like children, I will say.
They're kind of chibi looking, except for that one.
Maybe they give you, like... 80s fantasy novel nudes, you know,
still
like
photos. Yeah. Yeah. My waifu guild got one more.
Oh,
The Adventures of Emoji 4 Fly High Mouse, a action adventure shoot 'em up side scroller game. Engage in battle with strange enemies and bosses, funny hand-drawn scenes and game mechanics, music that captures the mood of each level.
I bet that's tongue-in-cheek. I bet the music is bad.
You think?
It looks like a Newgrounds game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I find it funny that it has minimum system requirements.
I find it funny that it's $10.
Yeah, that's insane. I've bought good games for less than that at full price.
This is actually like, it's seriously like, it looks like hand drawn, but in the worst way.
5-year old made it.
Like in MS Paint.
Yeah.
Like it's bad. Don't like it.
It looks like the kind of thing that would be free and give you a virus.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
$10.
Absolute garbage.
So.
Who's that for?
Nobody. Nobody in particular. It's kind of like the Steam equivalent of a number station. There's some sleeper cell hiding in America right now.
Oh, I see.
You know, like when you're ready for your commands, you download this game.
And you input certain buttons, and then...
And then it tells you, you know, you gotta go...
There it is.
Go do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's Steam.
That's the latest and greatest on Steam.
The state of Steam. Steam State.
Steamy Nights.
Steam, S-T-E-M, Steam.
Are you going to get Metroid?
Metroid Bled?
Yeah.
I don't know yet. I mean, I want to at some point, but I got a demo for this game. I haven't tried yet, but it looks cool. Do you remember watching the trailers for Legend of Fist or something?
The rabbit thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it like looked kind of cool.
Side scroller, like...
weird. So, not cyberpunk, not steampunk, but like you're a rabbit that's part robot.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a Metroidvania.
Yeah.
And it's that's getting some good feedback from what I've seen. From the user reviews, at least, are very good.
I just bought Alan Wake Remastered.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday. Yeah. So I haven't really gotten deep into it. But I believe I've said on a episode a long time ago that is probably one of my all-time like favorite horror games.
Yeah, it's really good.
I loved it. And so I was excited to play it again. Now it's up to 4K visuals, depending on your platform and display, 60 frames per second. I don't know if it hit 60 on PS4 and the original Xbox One, but I think it does on everything else.
Yeah, probably doesn't. I don't think many things do on the
PS4. They might have been
maybe
locked
on the Pro.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know.
But
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know shit about that.
Really good game.
I don't.
For horror month for October. And
Ghostober.
If you never played it back in the day and you like Stephen King and Twin Peaks, play it.
Yeah. And if you play Control.
Yeah, it's a Remedy game.
Yeah.
And it ties into Control.
Uh-huh. Sure does.
Yeah, I'm going to play that a whole bunch.
And is it confirmed they're making another Alan Wake?
I am fairly certain that they haven't come right out and said it, like they've kind of made some obvious, or maybe people found things that...
Yeah, data mining
and other things that reference it, or even like press release stuff that wasn't for public.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they had said that they were working on two games that were going to be publishing partnership with Epic Games.
Right.
And that's this remaster of the first Alan Wake, even though it's on everything, but I think it's exclusive to Epic Game Store, maybe on PC. Unless it's on Steam as well, but I just know
I think it's on Steam too. I'm not sure.
They said one was going to be a smaller budget kind of thing, which people are assuming meant the remaster of Alan Wake. And then they said they were working on something that was a AAA level. And so most people are thinking it's Alan Wake 2, and that's why they did the remaster. Was to
that would make sense.
Introduce.
Retroduce.
Yes.
Yep.
So I think that probably about covers the last 5 weeks or so.
That covers it. I want to make a recommendation.
Mm.
I recently made a purchase that I've got to recommend, and it's called the Couchmaster.
What is that?
It's a lap board kind of situation.
Oh, okay.
So basically all it is two rectangular armrest foam pillows that extend out like the length of the couch seat, like from the back to the front. And you put one of those on either side of you, and then it comes with a board that goes across the top. So you can put your laptop on that. So, and it has vents and stuff for that. Cause I would play games on my laptop on my like lap board or lap desk thing right on my legs. And then it gets so fucking hot that it makes like I'm sweating by the time I'm done playing or whatever. And so it's really annoying. So this is meant to keep it off of you, but it also is just, it keeps things, everything more stable and stuff, and it's got like a pouch for your mouse and things like that.
Mouse pouch.
Got a mouse pouch. And it's just something, it's the kind of thing I've been looking for, this sort of thing, for a long time, just to use my keyboard and mouse on the TV. But now with the laptop, it's even more vital. So that's why I sprung for it.
That's cool.
But it's sounds good.
Practical.
It's good. It's nice. And I recommend Couchmaster. They also do make ones that have like a USB cord and shit. So you can plug it into an existing computer and then bring this to your couch. And then you have like a USB 3 hub for your mouse and keyboard and stuff.
That's cool.
And like a store, cable management and shit. So,
yeah,
is good.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. At Good Graphics Pod.
Yes. That's us.
You want to hit us up on there? We'll be
follow.
Be up on and pin there.
You can send us questions, remarks if you want. Yeah,
if you have ideas, if you've found any weird ass games yourself,
or
you
just want to share weird shit to that needs to be discussed. Topics.
Yeah. Any particular games?
If you want, if you want to know about Master Chief's cock,
we know
how long it is. We got the inside scoop.
Or
it's long.
You know what? If you're playing games and it's something that you like that we haven't talked about, go ahead, send us a little voice message.
Well, yeah, we can play
voice message. Play it messages. On the show.
We have the technology.
It'll have to be vetted. It'll have to be vetted.
Right, right. Yep. So, yeah, give us your updates.
Yeah.
If you want. Okay. That's it. We'll be back in like a month or something.
Yeah, with a whole bunch more shit coming out.
Shit.
See you.
Bye.